Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you again for joining us. I want to thank you for joining us at the Heavenly Father's last call. My name is Radolf Bay Israel.
And I'm Adir Bay Israel.
And we consider to be sons of light, Hebrew Israelites that cater to the 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 tribes consist of Native Americans, African Americans, Latino Americans. And we do this show every week with the will of the Divine Heavenly Father. And once again, I want to thank the Divine Heavenly Father, Messiah, our earthly mother, Metatron, for giving us this blessed day to be able to do his will and to be able to cater to our nation and also look for our light brothers. Most importantly, look for our light brothers and cater to our nation. So I just want to thank all that join us. And I want to mention a few of our ministries that we have that you can find at our website, which is called the 12, which called 12 Israelites, 12 Tribes Israelite.com. 12 Tribes Israelites.com. And I just want to spell it out for you. And that's lowercase TWELVE TRIBES ISRAELITES.com. All lowercase. And there you can find my brother's videos that he do, my brother Yaiqua videos, my brother Adir videos. But you can find them all at 12israelite.com. Also, we have a food pantry named after my mother, the Sandra Johnson Food Pantry. If you put your name, email in the description or phone number, what so forth, we will get back to you. And we try to help all Israel, especially women with little children. You know, we will cater to men with children. But you can find all of that at 12israelites.com. So, being though that said, I want to go into our title today, which is called The Heavenly Father's Day of Judgment is Coming. Now, as we observe the world, we're seeing as light brothers and our nation, we see a lot, I mean, a whole lot of things that's occurring right before our eyes. You know, we see we got a president right now that, you know, he's on the hot seat because he's lying to the public. Yes. He told the public that, you know, that it would not be no forced vaccinations. And then he turns right around. Now he's forcing vaccinations on everybody. If you notice, he starts off his little speech. He talks about before he goes into what he really want to say, he butter the public up, and then he comes right off script and go into vaccination. The whole country need to be vaccinated. So, you know, it's a really bad agenda that is really meant to take out our nation, the Hebrew Israelite nation. So when you see these things, we know that the Heavenly Father's Day of Judgment is coming soon. Now, I want to read you a scripture from 1 Peter 4:17. Now, listen what this reads at 1 Peter 4:17. It reads, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of the Heavenly Forefather. And if it first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of the Heavenly Forefather?" Now, what is that telling us? Well, it's telling us that throughout all history, the Father cleans his house first. Judgment starts within his house. house first, which is our nation, which is Israel. Judgment always started with them first. And then once that he was finished with the judgment of us, then he turns his attention to the nations. And this is what we see now, brother. The Father has, we done went, we at the end of our judgment and the beginning of the nation's judgments. And we can see that. All we got to do is on the television with the, with, you know, the media is hot and the earthquakes, the rainstorms, the California is about to burn up. You see, it's burning down. The Heavenly Father has started judging these nations, brother, and he's not going to stop. You know, they think it's going to return back to the way it was, but it's not. Judgment is only going to get fierce and more worse than ever.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to give you a hint how these Gentiles, how they give you fair warning of what's about to happen, because my brother right on point. Now, if y'all ever watched a sitcom on TV called 911, if you get a chance, watch that trailer. I was watching the trailer last night. Now, I said earlier this month that the month of September, October, November, and definitely December, it's going to be some hell of a month. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you look at the episode of 911, if you get an opportunity, look at it. They showed the sky that's red, showing you Nibiru. Then they show you all the lights going out. And then they said chaos on Earth. And that show was shown in California. So they show you that an earthquake had happened. The lights went out and they was all looking up in the sky and asteroids was falling on the California. So they telling you very soon the 3 days of darkness is about to come. And the Bureau, just look at that episode. Watch the red sky. And I was watching it with my children. And they was like, Dad, that's how, look how red the sky, that's what you were talking about a long time ago. Exactly. These Gentiles telling what's going to happen. But I'm going to read a verse in the Bible. Like my brother said, the day of judgment is coming. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to get worse. I'm going to go to Joshua 10. And this is what we're going to do to these rulers of this earth. Joshua 10, verse 24. It says, and it came to pass when they brought out those kings unto Joshua, that Joshua called for the men of Israel. See, that's what we're going to do to them.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto the captains of the men of war, see, we men of war, which went with him, come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near and put their feet upon the necks of them. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord, the eternal heavenly Father, do to all your enemies against whom ye fight. So, like my brother just said, judgment is coming upon all these Gentiles, not just the Gentiles, but the ones in the lower heavens, the ones on earth, and the ones under the earth.
You're right, brother. That's a good analogy. You're right. And not only is it coming upon the earth, but we can see. Now, the other day, I watched some kind of meeting or with what happened with Kamala Harris. Now, they were on her. You see, they were on her like, man, like dogs trying to hunt down deer or rabbit. You see, because, see, the Father, see, just from seeing that. Now, we all know, like brothers know, that women is not supposed to rule over men. You know, it tells us that in 2 Timothy, that a woman is not supposed to do that. But now we see the Heavenly Father is turning, he's turning things back around. He's putting his spotlight on them, and now they have to answer so we can see the judgment that's coming alive right before our eyes, from Biden to Kamala Harris, even Nancy Pelosi. She's on the hot seat. All of them is on the hot seat because of the divine heavenly Father is starting to judge them. You see, now I'm going to read us a scripture from John 5, 22, 30. Again, it's from John 5, 22 to 30 in the King James Version. Now, I want you to listen to what this says to show you that the divine heavenly Father means business when it comes to judgment. Now, listen to this. It says, for the Father judges not man, but hath committed all judgments unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth of him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come under condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall live. For as the Father's life is himself, so has given to the Son to have life in himself, and have given the authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Man, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, and they shall have done unto the resurrection of life, and they have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing as I hear. I judge, my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which have sent me. Now, I'm going to break this down as quick as I can because of the sake of time. That was John 5, 22 through 30, King James Version. Now, brothers, see, like the Father have ordained Messiah, our King, to execute judgment to the Son. He gave authority to the Son to execute judgment. Now, the Son, people of today may not believe that the Son has the authority to execute judgment.
Right, but it's been given to
him. You see, they listen. That's why I said, you know, he said, for as the Father has life in himself, so I've given the Son life in himself, you know, and they have given him authority to execute judgment because of the Son of Man. See, the Father has given Messiah Christ the authority to execute judgment, but the Gentiles don't believe it. So that's why they continue to do what they do. But they got a rude awakening. Because now, to show you how deep this judgment is, even those who was in the grave. Now, listen what that says. It says, and they shall come forth that they have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. So the good and the evil will both be judged, even though they were in the grave. They still going to come out their grave and got to be judged. And let me give you a quick example. Like them taskmasters that whipped our nation and beat our people, you see, and, you know, and then we also have our forefathers who went through that, that was ministered into our nation. See, good and bad will be judged. The Father do not miss anything, and Messiah won't either. So it's letting you know, judgment is real. It is nothing to play with. You know, I like what it said at the end, at verse 30. But listen to what Messiah said. I just want to read this to iterate this at verse 30. He said, I came of my own self, do nothing as I hear. I judge, my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. So Messiah even telling you, although the divine heavenly father has gave him the power to execute judgment, but it's not even Messiah's will. It's the will of the divine heavenly forefather, you know, and Messiah is letting you know. You see, even though he gave me that authority, but I'm only doing the will of my heavenly father who are in heaven, the God, you know, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is still, we know as Metatron, but Metatron is a reflection of the divine heavenly father. Exactly. You see, exactly. Just want to break it down a little bit so exactly. You can have some understanding.
Exactly.
Right, brother.
So either way, like he's saying, the will of Metatron is of the fathers, the eternal father and mother, and the will of Messiah is the will of the father and mother, the eternal father and mother. So he right. That is their will, not our will. So that's what we want you brothers to know. And also in John 5:25, when it say, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is come and now is when the dead shall hear the voice. That right there is a key verse too. At the time of the Gentiles has come in, if they shall hear the voice of the Son of God, that when the sheep shall hear my voice, that light. And it say, and they that hear shall live. See, that means we come alive. We are awakened. And that precept right there, go to the Book of Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to go to Doctrines and Covenants in the Book of Mormon, chapter 45, and we're going to read verse 28. We're going to start at 27. It say, and the love of men shall wax cold. I mean, that's what these Gentiles doing right now. They fight against each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to stop what's coming. And iniquity shall abound. I mean, their wickedness is going to increase upon us and all the world. You know what I'm saying? 28. And when the time of the Gentiles has come in, a light shall break forth. You know what I'm saying? Among them that sit in darkness. See? That go back to the same precept in the Bible when it said, when the dead shall hear the voice. See? It's saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Let me finish reading it. It say, but they, I'm 28. It say, and when the time of the Gentiles has come in, a light shall break forth among them that sit in darkness, and it shall be the fullness of the gospel. So that's what my brother talking now, the fullness and fulfillment of the gospel. And when it's fulfilled, that is the day of judgment. You know what I'm saying? Jacob's trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like he was saying earlier, when he judged us, you know what I'm saying? That was Jacob being judged. That was Jacob's trouble for what we did against the father. But now it is Jacob's trouble, meaning the Gentiles going to be in trouble for what they did to Jacob. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the scriptures, they speak to the Israelites and they also fled. You know what I'm saying? Just like he said, the head going to be the tail going to be the head. Now, like my brother just said, they flipping now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Jacob got judged first. The house of Israel got judged first. You know what I'm saying? That's Jacob's trouble. But now is Jacob's trouble again. But it's the Gentiles for what they have did to Jacob. Look at that.
Right, brother. That was wonderfully said and put, because that's why we can see now these nations are scrambling. Everybody is scrambling, you know, because they know their time is up.
Yep.
And the Father continued to exact his judgment and punishment on them, and they can feel it. They stay feeling the heat from this cosmic behind whooping that they know they got to take now. We done took ours. So now it's their turn to take this cosmic behind whooping that the Father, the Son, and the mother's going to give them,
yes.
You see?
Yes.
But I digress. I want to read you also a scripture from Joel 3:2. Now, listen to this.
Nice.
You see, this here, see, when we think about judgment, right, you know, we always thinking that the divine father, oh, he's just going to tap them on the hand and sit them down. No. Listen what it says at Joel 3:2. This is judgment. The Father's judgment is no joke. Now listen to this. Joel 3:2. It says, I will also gather all the nations, and I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will plead with them, therefore my people and for my heritage, Israel, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. Okay, look at that. Now, let me say this. When the Heavenly Father say he plead with them, he ain't begging them. That don't mean he's begging them. That means he's going to deal with them. He's going to punish them. He ain't like pleading with them like you're trying to plead with your son to right. do the right thing. No, he's going to punish them, you see. And that's why it said, you know, for my heritage, Israel, for the things they have done to his chosen children of Israel. Judgment is coming to them, and it's going to be fierce, and it's going to be swift, you see. So, you know, I also want to, before we go back into, you know, our program, I would like to let you know we do have a phone number, which is 845-214-9966, because if there's any black brother out there that can hear our words and can recollect what we're saying, please feel free to call us. Like I said, we do have a website, 12tribesisraelite.com. Again, 12tribesisraelite.com. Feel free to come into our room and join us. Okay, being though that said, I want to go into another scripture. And this scripture is at Ecclesiastes 12:14. Ecclesiastes 12:14. Now listen what this reads. It says, for the heavenly forefather will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it's good or evil. You see, the heavenly father, to show you that judgment is no joke, it's not even going to be a secret. Like, you want to whisper something wicked in somebody's ear? Okay, then go ahead. That's coming into judgment.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You know, it says every secret, whether good or evil, whether it was good. Okay, maybe you said something good. Okay, the Father is going to bless that. So to show you, judgment is a twofold thing.
Right.
It's not just wickedness, but the Father is going to bring good also into judgment. This is why people don't, you know, they see judgment, we always think of evil, but good too. He's going to bring good into judgment. That just show you the Father is just. Messiah is just. You see, he's not unequally yoked. He's just on all things. So, you know, it gives us another insight on what judgment is truly going to be like. Now, again, I want to read another scripture that gives us some more insight on the Heavenly Father's judgment against these nations. Now, I want to read at Psalms 28:4. This is really interesting. Psalms 28:4. Now, listen what this reads. It says, give them the punishment they so richly deserve. Measure it out in proportions to their wickedness. Pay them back for all the evil deeds. Give them a taste of what they have done others. So, in other words, remind me almost what my brother talked about in his video yesterday, almost like karma. Karma is a mathematical universal equation that can't be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, the Father said, those who punished you, they're going to be punished, you know, exactly. They're going to get what they deserve. Well, even in Obadiah, it tells us double punishment form, you see. So the Father is not going to just, you know, they're going to get, you know, a little punishment. They're going to get exactly what they deserve,
mm-hmm.
you know. The things, like I say, the evil deeds, like it says, that they done, they're going to be punished for all of that. He ain't going to miss nothing. It says in the scriptures every jot and tittle. Mm-hmm. Look up jot and tittle. Mm-hmm. If you look up jot and tittle, you will see nothing is missing. They get exactly, as this scripture says, what they deserve. They're going to get the taste of what they have done to others. The others is our nation, what they have done to Israel, brother.
Exactly. Now, see, the world, see, this why sometimes the Gentiles don't believe what the Israelites are saying, these black, so-called black slaves, you know what I'm saying, in America. Mm-hmm. That's why they don't believe that such thing as hell, because the Gentiles have taught all their life in no such thing as hell. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially like you talk to the Jehovah's Witnesses. It's no such thing as hell. You know what I'm saying? So, but that ain't true. Now, I'm going to Book of Mormon. You know what I'm saying? And they need to understand what this stuff is saying. I'm in the Book of Mormon, 40:11-15. But I'm just going to read 11. It say, Alms taught that when we die, our spirits are assigned to a state of happiness or a state of misery. You know what I'm saying? This is judgment. So that lets you know, well, what's the state of misery? You know what I'm saying? So they tell you. Now, if you go in the Bible and you go to Isaiah, 66. Go to Isaiah 66, and we're going to read 22-24. It say, for as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, see, this is the Father, the eternal Father doing this, shall remain before me, saith the Lord. See, there ain't no man doing this. Mm-hmm. This is the eternal heavenly Father and Mother. So shall your seed, see, you talk about a specific seed, not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And your name remains. He's talking about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't talking about the so-called Caucasian. 23. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath. See, the world don't celebrate the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Oh, those things in the Old Testament, they were done away with. We don't do the Sabbath no more. See,
mm-hmm.
They want to eat pig and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then you're going to keep the Sabbath in the new kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They say, and from one Sabbath to another, see, Sabbath going to be there too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shall all flesh come to worship before me. See, all flesh, that's talking about heavenly flesh and the physical flesh, because it's going to be a spiritual kingdom, Jerusalem, and a physical kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I put that post in the room about the Jerusalem rooted on heaven and in earth. Light was in the heavens, Israel physically on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Saith the Lord. See, the eternal Father doing this. 24, and they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses. What? Of the men that have transgressed against me. Look at that.
Mm.
It's a hell. You know what I'm saying? For their worm shall not die. That's everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
It say, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be abhorred unto all flesh. So when you go there every Sabbath, When we worship the Father, I did a video on that. We all in detail from the Dead Sea Scrolls. We're going to all have to go look at the bodies that's burning across that chasm.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to look at that. We're going to thank and rejoice the Father. Because we're going to go there and they're going to see us and we're going to see them. And we're going to be like, oh, my goodness, for saving me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is hell. You better know what it is.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all get ready. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this. I'm not trying to, I'm condemning the people that don't want to serve the Father, but I'm going to say this. If y'all hear these words we're saying and it resonates with you, come join us on 12tribesisraelite.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And come join us. And you Gentiles too. Because all the Gentiles, like you said, even the ones that's called by my name, some Gentiles going to be saved. So don't think we're talking hatred. We just talking what the word say. So y'all Gentiles have an opportunity to acknowledge who the true children of Israel are, serve the true God, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and repent. You know what I'm saying? And y'all got the opportunity to be saved also. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to give it back over to my brother.
Wow, brother. That was a lot said and wonderfully said. And I'm just going to piggyback off what you said, little brother. And you're right. You're 100% right that some of the Gentiles will, the scripture said, will cringe to Israel. Mm-hmm. And those that the cleanse to Israel will be handmaids and servants. Mm-hmm. And when we say handmaids and servants, that'll be a privilege to be a handmaid and servant, mm-hmm. because
yes.
those ones that wasn't handmaid and servant, Messiah said they get everlasting punishment. You see, so right. it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's a true blessing. Mm-hmm. And another thing I wanted to bring out, see what my brother was saying too, when he was speaking about we going to see the hell that we going to literally be took in there, is for the 144,000 anointed brothers. You see, we're going to be shown these things, and we're going to thank the divine Heavenly Forefather, although we were serving him, but we're going to see how much grace and mercy that he even has mm-hmm. on us, especially, mm-hmm. you know, because that could have been us,
right.
you see, but the Father just showing you the grace and mercy that he had upon us,
right.
his chosen children. And I'm talking about the anointed, the elect. So, and another thing I want to bring out is this next scripture that I'm about to read in harmony with what my brother said. Now, check this out. At 1 Corinthians 6:2. Now, listen what this read. 1 Corinthians 6:2. It says, do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
Right.
And if the world would be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? He was when he said this, he was talking about like brother,
mm-hmm.
us. Mm-hmm. We're saints.
Right.
We're gonna judge right. the world. We're gonna judge even angels.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
like brother. Mm-hmm. This is why me and my brother are constantly reaching out to you, asking you come join us. Come join us at 12TribesIsraelites.com or the Upper Room on Facebook, capital UPPEROOM, Upper Room on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you see,
mm-hmm.
because it's a lot of things that you like, brother, have not been woken up yet,
mm-hmm.
and it's our job to fish for mm-hmm. you and wake you up to these certain matters that we're talking about. All my brothers always, every week, are constantly giving, you know, the call out. That's why we named this show the Heavenly Father's Last Call,
mm-hmm.
the last call right. for light, brother.
Right.
You see,
right.
it's the last call for mm-hmm. us to help our nation.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
so you know, I it's a privilege that we do this work. But you know, this is why my brothers are constantly crying out every week,
right.
crying out.
Right.
You see,
let me say something real quick. Now look. Like my brother just said, basically what he's saying, when you read the Nag Hammadi, it tell you when that perfect, or Sophia, it say when that perfect member is wretched, then that's it. You know what I'm saying? The door's going to be closed. So that's what my brother's saying. When that perfect member, meaning the perfect number of light brothers, is, when that number is come to completion, it's going to shut the door. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying.
Right. As we know, when Noah entered the ark, Noah didn't close the door. The Heavenly Forefather closed the door, and nobody else could get in, brother. That was it, you
right.
see.
Right.
And I stress it. Right. You know, I don't mean to sound redundant, but when my brother Yaquab and my brother Adir and my brother Benaiah is doing these videos, take heed.
Mm-hmm.
Take heed.
Mm-hmm.
These brothers not just wasting their time.
Mm-hmm.
He's reaching out for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You like, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Come join us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Father is calling us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's calling us to do this ministry. So, I digress. I want to read you another scripture at Revelation 14:20. Again, at Revelation 14:20. Now, listen what this read to show you that this judgment that's coming is going to be serious.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my favorite scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
At Revelation 14:20. And it reads, and the wine press was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the wine press, even unto the horse bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Now, what was he trying to tell you? That judgment is going to be fierce it's going to be. When you look at a horse and you see the bridle, a horse stands tall. The bridle is at his face. That means the blood is going to be throughout. And it said cities. Well, it's going to be throughout the whole world. The blood is going to be deep. You see, you know, and when it says that 600 furlongs, it means it's going to be vast amounts of blood, but like through the whole world, because Messiah is coming to judge this world.
That was Revelation 14:1.
Revelation 14:20. Yeah, he's coming to judge the world. And if you caught off guard and not serving the divine heavenly Father and awakened to this light that we're speaking about, you will be caught up in this world. You know, that's what the archons do. They distract our minds, you know, and they give us these different events, football, baseball, basketball, boxing, to distract our minds from what is really coming and what we should be doing, you see.
Now, my brother right, because like where I'm at, where I work at, they got, and they do the same thing Rome did when they was about to fall.
Mm-hmm.
They giving you games and events, because that's what Rome, they did the Colosseum when they was about to fall to keep the masses distracted. So he right, they giving you football and basketball and games and sports, and they had all these events and stuff they had and all these festivals and stuff. They trying to keep the people distracted. But I'm going to piggyback on something my brother just read in Revelation 14:20. They say, and the wine press was trodden without the city. That's talking about all the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who have been measured, you know what I'm saying, and counted for,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, without the city, and blood came out of the wine press.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that said, now, see, I'm going to break this down in a light way. You know what I'm saying? What that saying is, remember when Messiah turned water into wine? That was... But like I told you before, precepts have multiple meanings. So you just can't put one meaning on a precept.
Mm-hmm.
I always keep telling you all that. Now listen, when Messiah turned water into wine, he was telling the disciples, the eternal water from the upper eons is white, is clear, is wisdom. But it has been corrupted and turned to wine. So the masses is drunk. That's what he was telling likewise. You know what I'm saying? You drunk of the doctrine of the world. That's what happened to us on the sin of the soul. We ate the food or drank the food of the world, got drunk. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it said, without the city, the ones who have been chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, and blood came out, meaning that the grapes that's being pressed, the Gentiles,
mm-hmm.
and the blood is coming out of those people. They're the grapes. And that's the blood that's going to reach the horse's bridle. You know what I'm saying? So that's how us light brother can break down these scriptures different from the Israelites, because it's a different understanding. That's why you don't put one definition on the precepts, because the precepts say different things to different people, but it's all of the light.
Right.
Okay?
Right, brother. That was very well said. See, you know, when you think about a wine press, I'm going to piggyback a little bit off that and I'm going to move from that. But when you think of a wine press, back in the days, they would take grapes and they would put it in this big, like, barrel, huge barrel, and they would step on the grapes until they bust open, and they got the wine out of them. That was the wine. But that's when you think about, like, it would be men in there, you know, stepping on grapes and busting them until it exploded, and that's like the blood. You know, like my brother was saying, you know, the wine press, that's the blood that's going to be shooting out of the grapes, which is the, you know, the Gentiles that didn't want to listen.
Right, the ones without the city.
The ones without the city, you see. Now, that was very well said. I enjoyed that, brother. So I want to move on to another scripture that's deep. Now, check this out. And Ezekiel 25:14. Listen to this. Ezekiel 25:14. And it says, and I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people of Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to my anger, according to my fury. They shall know my vengeance, said the Lord, the heavenly forefather. You see, Father is going to put a spirit, you know, on, I believe, our nation and like brother. I think he's going to put, now I could be wrong, but I believe he's going to put a spirit on us.
Oh, yes.
And when he put spirit on us, it will be no turning back.
Yes.
He said, according to my theory.
That was Ezekiel
25:14.
Right.
When you think about the divine heavenly father's theory, who can stand that? Who can withstand his theory? You know, this is serious. Judgment is very, very serious. And the father is telling us, you know, know my vengeance, said the Lord. He is not playing. The Father is not playing. You know, we can continue to wallops around here and continue to not to wake up. But when that day comes, it is going to be a vicious day.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Right.
So this is, again, I stress, join us, 12 Tribes Israel, 12tribesisraelites.com, room on Facebook. Feel free to join us. We are open to, you know, to anybody that willing to listen and take in this information that we're speaking about.
Now I'm gonna read something like what my brother saying about the judgment. See, the world keep teaching, like I said, that when Messiah come back, it's gonna be bunny rabbits and sunshine and beautiful flowers, and Jesus is gonna come singing Lord. And here he come, and then all these white folks, all these white folks will come flying up in the heaven.
Oh, Jesus!
And leave the niggas behind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's their plan of restoration. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't going to be like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We telling y'all the real deal.
Right.
Now, I'm going in the suit of picture book. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to read what the dead of the Lord be like for real. Because you know, white man, they were singing those beautiful songs. You know what I'm saying? Now, look. I'm going to see the picture of a book. I think it's the book of Ishmael, if I'm correct.
Mm-hmm.
And see the picture of it. It said, the angel replied and said, Ishmael, we're talking to Ishmael.
Mm-hmm.
It said, do not wait until the day of the end, but like a flying eagle, hasten to do good deeds and mercy. So I tell him, like, you better get that. You better start storing up and fishing for men.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And don't wait till the last minute. You know what I'm saying? Get to work. You know what I'm saying? For that day is fearsome and urgent. See? Like the angel when Moses told the people on the last, when they were going out of Egypt, he said, hurry, get all your stuff. Man, I'm telling you, something very bad is coming. Let's get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? Let's get up out of here, man. So that's how it's going to be now.
Right.
You're going to get it just like that because there's going to be some destruction coming. You know what I'm saying? Then it say, and exacting. What? Exacting. Exacting means it got specific people that's going to hit. That go with the precept say, when 10,000, I can't even finish it. I'm going to let my dog finish this up. But it's going to be a merciless day.
It's
going to
be a merciless day. You're right, brother.
Now,
your time go fast. But I want to leave you with an encouraging scripture before we, you know, about this judgment. Now, if you read Isaiah 2:4, again, this is Isaiah 2:4. Now, listen to what the divine heavenly father says. And it says, and he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into the plowshares and their spears into the pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. In other words, the heavenly father is going to do away with war and destruction. Once he exacts his punishment and judgment, we will never be against each other ever again. So that's the most encouraging thing.
Right.
So it's end of our show. We really enjoy whoever joined us, and it just goes so fast. And we thank the divine. I want to thank the divine heavenly forefather, Mother Barbilo. I want to thank King Messiah and thank Metatron for giving us another wonderful opportunity to bring another message and look for our light, brother. Well, my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
and I'm in the agreement of what my brother just said, and I'm a dear Bay Israel.
And I want to say peace be unto you, shalom.
Shalom.
Man, that goes too quick, bro. That goes too quick. It's just good. It's in that, you know. Man, 30 seconds.